Baby, I am so glad we're on the same page again. You look sexy in those panties, by the way. Well, I love seeing you cage through them. It gets me so turned on. Do you like my leather outfit? Well, you know I wear them just for you. I do want you to enjoy seeing me in sexy outfits. Oh, I see you do. I can see you dripping through your panties. I love it when you do that. Anyway, I have some new clothes I want you to wear just around the house. Well, let me show you here. We have a hood with inflatable leather cuffs with metal D-rings and matching ankle cuffs and a corset, which, as it turns out, matches the one you love seeing me in. No complaining. If I'm wearing a corset, you can wear one too. Look, I'm not going to debate you anymore. We've been through this. This is something I require. Now, I want it to be with you, but if not, plenty of other boys would happily do this for me. Don't you know how lucky you are to even have me? So let me be clear. Put it on now. Good, there you go. You were being so silly. I mean, it is just for me after all. Wow, that corset looks super hot on you. You want to see how the cuffs work? Well, I can do anything with them, really. Even as simple as taking a lock. Just like this. Put your hands behind your back for me. Good. I'll just take a lock and see? Aren't those great? Oh, I almost forgot. I have some sexy heels for you too. Just your size. Yes, you're putting them on too. Well, if you don't, I'll leave you right now. No, I won't unlock you. I'll leave the second you say no. As you are. Right, the keys are upstairs and you'll find them eventually. Oh, you wear them? Oh, good. Okay. Oh, these heels lock up too, baby. Let me just get them on. Oh, I have a few more locks in my pocket. Don't you worry. And now your heels are locked too. Oh, you look so sexy, baby. Oh, don't blush. It's just me, and you'll get used to it soon. I promise. Baby, you look so hot in that outfit. I love how we added this long leather gloves and stockings too. Come on, don't lie. You really don't mind it all that much. Besides, the heels are pretty comfortable. Well, I'm glad to see you've adjusted to the new chastity schedule. Once every 2 weeks. Well, it was what we were almost doing before anyway, so no big loss to you. Yes, I know last time was only a hand job, but my toy is just so much bigger. It feels so much better than your pathetic dick. Sometimes I don't even want to use it. Well, at least you got to come, right? Don't complain too much. Also, I really like how you're following my orders these days. The dishes and the vacuuming and the laundry all get done so well. Sometimes I think you're such a good little housewife, I wonder if you were meant to be a man at all. It's just a joke, baby. Don't get all pouty. You know how I hate it when you're pouty. You don't want me using my crop again, do you? Or worse, canceling your next climax? Yeah, I thought not. Anyway, baby, I have this fun idea for tonight. It will give your poor tongue a rest, and who knows, you might even get to come. No, the cage stays on, dear. Curious? Well, follow me to the bedroom. Hands behind your back. Good. I'll just lock that. Now, spread your legs. I'll just tie those off to the bed legs. Why this position? You'll see. Patience. Bend all the way over. Now let me put this on. Don't give me that. This is something I've wanted to do for a long time. Yes, it's a strap-on, I know. And you said you never wanted to have anything up your ass, but you've already been open to a lot of new experiences, so why not give it a try? I don't want any more complaining. Take my cock, or I'm walking out that door right now. And I'll call your friends to untie you. But if you deny me any of this, that would be the last straw. Now, is it yes or is it no? That's what I thought. Oh, dear me. I'm out of lube. How silly. Well, I already have it on. Tell you what, you can either have me go in dry, or I'll let you suck it off to get it slick. No, I'm not taking it off to use my mouth. Don't be stupid. So, sucking it or going in dry? Can't decide? Well, you can't decide. I'll just go in dry. Oh, you'll suck it? Good answer. Well, open your mouth then, slut. You don't like being called a slut? Well, only sluts suck cock, right? Yeah, let me rub my cock tip over your slutty lips. Oh, yeah, stick your tongue out. Come on, I want to see some effort. I swear, if I don't see effort, I'm just going to dry it off with a towel and use it on your ass just like that. There you go. That's a good girl. Yeah. Oh, you can take more than that. It's not that big of a cock. Not for your first time. That's a good girl. Suck it for me. Yeah. Yes. Feel it in the back of your throat. Oh, you like it. I can tell. Slut. Yeah, slurp on it. You better get more saliva on there. It's gonna hurt going in, I'm telling you right now. Okay, that's enough. Time to put this inside you. Just be glad I didn't grab the bigger one. Tonight I'm starting easy on you. Okay, alright. Hold still. There it is. I'm just going to do it gradually. Oh, I'm not doing this to take it easy on you. I'm doing it for me. I want to open you up slowly. You little whore pussy. Yeah. Oh, look at me. Tell me how much you love it. Yeah. Okay, you can look down now. I didn't say look at me the whole time. Oh, yeah. I don't care if you don't really like it. Just tell me how much you love it for me. Oh, that weird sensation. Oh, that's probably me hitting your prostate. If I keep doing it, you'll probably come in spite of yourself. Yeah. You think it feels kind of good, right? Yeah, well, maybe next time you'll get to come. This is just for my pleasure tonight. Oh, yeah, my clit's rubbing against this harness real nice. Don't you dare come. Look at all that pretty cum. You better hold on to your cum. It's going to be another month before you get a milking, boy. Oh, God. Oh. Bury your head into the mattress. Pathetic sissy slut. Oh. Oh, fuck. I can tell you like it. You're creamy so much pre-cum through your stupid little cage. Oh. Pathetic. Oh, God. Yes. Look at your whore pussy. I'm gonna come. Don't you dare come. Maybe next time you'll get to come. Tonight you just piss me off too much for me to try to put any more effort. Alright. Let me pull this out. Hey, baby girl. I know this has been a hard 6 months, but we are really doing so much better now. I love being greeted at home with you on your knees like this. Anyhow, I've been doing some thinking, baby. You know I still love you, but, well, I need to change up some things. It's just that I don't see you as a man anymore. You've let me fuck your ass and suck on my cock whenever I've told you. You act like a little bitch who does everything I say. You wear my collar even out in public sometimes. I mean, what woman could look at you and think this is the big, strong alpha male of her dreams? No, I never thought you were in the first place, to be honest. You're right. But you were sweet, and I liked you. Well, I loved you. Anyway, I just need something different. No, don't worry. We're not breaking up. I said you were mine, and I meant it. I don't like to give away my things for free, particularly things I put a lot of effort into. We need to make some changes. What changes? Well, for one thing, your chastity cage is never coming off again. Don't give me that look. You know I can make you come by fucking you in the ass when I want to. It isn't like I'll never milk your balls again. That would be unhealthy. No, I'll at least fuck your ass a few times a week. As far as milking that prostate, I'm just so busy these days. It takes a lot of energy. It hurts my wrist. Once a month, maybe. I'll miss a few months here and there, maybe, but you don't need to be milked every month. No complaining now. That's a good girl. Oh, you will be called a girl from now on. Clearly, you aren't a man anymore. You may as well accept it. I mean, a man would have had a cock he can use, and you clearly don't. Also, I am glad you've been cleaning up all your drips so diligently. From now on, though, they are only to be clean with your tongue, as will your monthly milking. Yes, you must lick and swallow every drop. Good girl. Kiss my boots while I keep talking to you. You love my boots, don't you, little boot slut? Anyway, I have some good news. You can quit your job and live full-time as my maid sissy girl. How? Well, obviously I found a real man to be my boyfriend. Well, I'll let him be my boyfriend for now. I may turn him into a sissy girl like you. I don't know. We'll see if I get bored with him. Oh, yes, I have gotten bored of my sissy maids in the past and left them. You don't want me to get bored of you, do you? I didn't think so. You're so madly in love with me. So addicted to me. You love looking at my hot fucking body all the time, don't you? Then you better keep making me happy or I'll leave you. Anyway, you'll be dressed like this full time. And be my full-time maid and slave girl. Did I mention I've been recording you in secret and selling it online for money? See, you have ways to earn a living after all. Doesn't that make you happy? No, your face wasn't in the ones I sold. I do have plenty of your face, though. If I get bored of you, I will sell them and kick you out. It is just easier to film you without hidden cameras. No, don't even try to object to anything. You know you don't have the balls to object to anything I say, do you, slut? You're nothing but a little sissy girl, after all, aren't you? Admit it, slut. There you go. Just for that tiny resistance, I say, you don't get milked this month. So you want to try to say anything else? Or show any of that spine we both know you don't even have? Yeah, I didn't think so. Good girl. Now go grab my strap-on. I'm going to watch some TV. You're going to suck my cock like... How long until I say stop? That is another month. From now on, the only words I ever want to hear you say are yes, miss, or thank you, miss, no matter what I tell you to do. Understand, slut? Good girl. Now go get my strap on and shut the fuck up. I want to see your cock-sucking skills at work.